Don Waite from Alford, Massachusetts. I would just like to comment on your kind of universal agreement that the Trump pressuring of Ford to abandon its plans to build a plant in Mexico was a good thing. And as a matter of fact, Mexicans like to eat and feed their families just as much as Americans do, and poverty is no less a global problem than global warming is.
This is Lisa Jobson calling from Woodstock. I just want to say that I am appalled by the news of the Russian hacking of the elections. We have no proof that the public has heard or seen. It's all propaganda. This is McCarthyism. This is like George Orwell's 1984. Please, everyone, think, be critical, and try to get true information before you believe what the mainstream media tries to tell you.
Hi, my name is Natalie Clifton. I'm calling from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and I'm calling regarding the talk that they had this morning on NPR with Professor Elliot Cohen. He was saying that lack of action in Syria by the Obama administration was a mistake. I wanted to say, no, it wasn't, and that his book, The Big Stick, is interesting in its want to talk about how much we need to spend more on military. But I will tell you this, we have been the world's police since the Truman Doctrine, and our people need the investment, not putting more billions into bombs. As the professor said, money is spent where the money needs to be spent. Well, yes, Professor, I'm sure you'd agree that the money needs to be spent on homelessness prevention, on food for our people, basic needs. I think that's more important, sir.
Hello, my name is Jason Selly. I'm a resident of Albany County, New York. I'm calling just to give a quick comment in regard to the roundtable. And it seems like all the discussion is bashing Trump, bashing Trump, bashing Trump. You know, he's creating a divide, he's creating a divide. Well, I think that the nonstop attacking of Donald Trump, who won the election, get over it, is creating its own divide. You don't want to support the President of the United States, that's fine, but the constant attacks on him, get over it.